Visiting today with state climatologist Gary McManus. And I tell you what, it looks like we're gearing up for another wild weather week here in Oklahoma, aren't we?
Yeah, you know, it seems like the same time every spring we get into March, early April, and we have these storm systems come through and they bring the whole gamut of Oklahoma hazards. We start out with the wind and the fire danger, which we had yesterday and we're going to have today. And then we get into the storms as the cold front catches up with the dry line. And then we might have a little bit of snow after as that cold air funnels down. So that's typical for early spring in Oklahoma. And we have all that vegetation out there just waiting to green up. So more fun for Oklahomans when the weather comes around this time of year.
Listen, Gary, I just went and planted some flowers. I don't want to hear about any snow anymore.
Yeah, I hear you. I'd rather not hear snow, and at least until Christmas time. How about that?
Well, so is there an actual chance that we could see a pretty hard freeze or even some possible snow before we get into like full on spring and summer?
Oh, yeah. You know, our average last freeze for spring is generally in the early April, like the first week of April for much of the state. Now, of course, down in the southeastern half, we're probably down into the late March time period like we are now. But, you know, when we figure up those averages, that comes with a range from, you know, later into April to earlier into March. So it just depends on where you end up that year. And you can look at the averages, but it really ends up being, you know, what's the forecast for the next 7 days when you get into it. And for the next 7 days, we do have some cold weather coming tonight and then and tomorrow morning and the next morning. After that, we'll still have that possibility later, but it's not showing up just yet. Doesn't mean it's not going to happen, but freezes could definitely happen well into April in Oklahoma.
Well, I feel like even though if you've lived here a long time, you're kind of used to the wild Oklahoma weather, but what are some tips that we should be doing right now to kind of prepare for that severe weather season? I know we've kind of talked about fire danger and things like that, but what should producers kind of be doing right now to prepare like their ranches and places like that for severe weather? Or is there things that they can do for that?
Well, I mean, it's really difficult when you're talking about the large scale operations. Now, for personal protection, of course, you should be cleaning out those Frady holes, cleaning out those storm cellars. You're getting your proper precautions in place. You know, start picking up that loose stuff out in your yard, getting it secured just in case we get the high winds, which are definitely possible. And then when we get into the fire danger, of course, you know, clear that scrub brush around your property. Make a good fire break between your wildfire danger areas versus your personal dwelling, that sort of thing. So, you know, in reality, if you've lived here long enough, you probably already know what those precautions are. You've probably already made those. But anytime we have these type of situations come into place, it's a good reminder to start doing those things if you haven't done them.
Well, I know you look at the forecast several months out and even yearly. So we're going through a pretty big drought. We got some pretty good rain last week, but what does the rest of the year look like for us?
Right. So, you know, we had this double dip La Nina. We had La Nina last year, and then we had another La Nina this year. That's the cooling of the oceanic waters in the equatorial Pacific region off the west coast of South America. Tends to bring us a little bit warmer and drier than normal weather, especially in the cool season of Oklahoma and the Southern Plains. So, you know, we're talking October through March, April-ish. And so we did have that occur, and we had that drought develop once again, and it really picked up steam as we got into later into the fall, especially December when we had that unusually warm December, 10 degrees above normal, which is really crazy for December. We beat the previous warmest December by 3 to 4 degrees, which is, again, absolutely unheard of. That's when the drought really took off. So that La Nina event is still going on, is expected to really continue a little bit as we get into the summer months. Now its impact sort of diminished, but due to that La Nina's presence and its continued presence possibly into the summer, we are expecting, at least from the Climate Prediction Center's next 3 month outlook, April, May through June, we are seeing a pretty strong signal for above normal temperatures and below normal precipitation. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to happen that way. That's just what the outlooks are showing at this time due to that La Nina. Now, as we get out past there, it's just really hard to say. You know, we do have that summer barrier for the prediction possibilities for that La Nina. So it gets a little bit fuzzy as we get into the summer months. But, you know, if we go into the summer with drought in place across Oklahoma, which I hope doesn't happen, but that's not a really a good sign for the state if that does occur. Because once you have that drought in place, as you get into the hot summer months, when that evaporation and that transpiration, the evapotranspiration from the heat and also from the plants using that soil moisture really starts to take off, that can really lead into a strengthening drought as you get into those hot months. Doesn't always happen that way. We've had some pretty wet summers recently, so maybe a little bit better outlook in that regard. But as we get into the fall months, that's when we start to hope that we get our secondary wet season come into play. So yeah, as we look out through the rest of the year, really too hard to say what, you know, the fall is going to look like, what the next winter is going to look like. But as we go into the spring and summer, drought is definitely on our radar, so to speak.
Absolutely. Well, I know when I hear folks talk about a drought buster rain, like how many inches do you have of rain? Because I felt like we got a pretty good rain around the state last week, but it wasn't a drought buster rain. So when people say that, what does that actually mean? Or what are you looking for?
Well, I mean, for one, rain is pretty rare. It does happen across Oklahoma sometimes when we get that one big rain. We saw that in 2015. It was really a series of rains in May and June that ended that 2010 to 2015 drought, probably the worst drought we've seen since the 1950s. We had that Godzilla El Nino that year that really pumped up the moisture. So when we saw this rain that we had last week, it was 1 to 3 inches across the state. When you're dealing with deficits that go all the way back to August of 1 to 5 to 7 inches of rainfall, depending on which part of the state you're in, that amount of rain is really not going to end the drought. You're trying to replenish all that soil moisture, really from the topsoil down all the way down into the root zone. And that rainfall, while it helped the top few inches of soil, really hard to get that to soak down and end that drought completely. So when we look at those deficits, just for the last 30 days, we're still in deficit mode over much of the state. So when you're looking at destroying that drought picture, you really need more rain than 1 to 3 inches. Now, if you get a series of 1 to 3 inch rains, and, you know, we're talking 1 inch in the western parts of the state and 3 inches over across eastern Oklahoma, which is normally what happens when we get these storm systems. You know, that's, if you get a series of those, then we can really start to talk about drought reduction. But when we get those rains once every 10 to 15 days, it's a little bit harder to do because in between those events, we get lots of wind, the heat kicks up, and we start to get more of that evaporation going on. And, you know, once that vegetation starts to green up and it starts to drink that moisture as well, then that just doubles the problem as we go forward.
And are you seeing any significant, like, big rain patches in the near future, like in the next couple of weeks?
Well, no, not really. There is a chance for a little bit of a above normal moisture as we get farther into the first week of April, but that's a long ways away. So when we look at those outlooks for those type of things, it tends to be a little bit of a fantasy cast, as I like to say. So it's what we want to happen, not necessarily what's going to happen. Again, as we get into the 5 to 7 day period, as we get closer to these type of events, then it starts to become a little bit more exact. But right now, we're still looking as we go forward with that increased chance of drought development, unfortunately, as we get into April and then farther into the springtime.
Well, we'll just have to keep hoping that April showers bring us May flowers.
Exactly. And green vegetation so we can get rid of a lot of this fire danger. But, you know, springtime is always a time for hope when it comes to drought in Oklahoma, because that is our rainy season, our primary rainy season. And so we always have a pretty good chance of at least getting some moisture in here to maybe calm things down before we get into the summer months.
Well, that's a way to end on a high note, Gary. We sure appreciate you today.
You bet. Anytime.